WMSR.
Welcome back. Tom Abraham, Brad Hopkins on location at Buffalo Wild Wings, the location of Mount Juliet on a rainy, dreary day with all kinds of weather, but it's fine now. So there's no reason not to come on out and see the show out here at Buffalo Wild Wings. And Titans free safety, fourth-year free safety, Michael Griffin coming up here in a little bit. He'll be coming out.
There's Charlie Story right there, Tom.
Join us as well.
Paul the Octopus.
Yeah, Paul the Octopus.
Two and a half years old.
Yep, and he croaked.
Such a young...
Is that a young age for an octopus?
What is an octopus?
I don't know.
Is it a mollusk? What is it?
Oh, it's a fish.
It's not a fish.
Okay, I don't know. You figure that out. I'm going to talk to Jeff Kogan. He's the CEO of the Nashville Predators, and they just forked over $150,000 to the folks at A-Game for the youth hockey program, and
he joins us now.
Mr. Kogan, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me back on.
Now, they didn't. I mean, it wasn't hard to hand that check over. Now, $150,000, you know, you're writing a check like that, sometimes it might be a little bit, you know, sticky handing it over to somebody. You didn't have any problem giving it away, right?
No, first of all, it was one of those fake oversized checks. The real one will happen next week. But, we're delighted to do it. It's a wonderful complex out here, and I apologize for the background noise. I'm actually in their lobby after the press event out here. But it's a great facility, and... You know, anytime you can put a stick in a kid's hand, you're creating a future fan. So that's what we're all about.
All right. Now, talk about this in relationship to what you did in Dallas, because those who don't know, you were very instrumental, and people don't understand it. I think the fastest-growing youth hockey in the country, Hop, is in Texas, and a lot of it had to do with the Dallas Stars, and a lot of it had to do with Jeff Kogan in a non-traditional market. How is this similar to what you tried to develop there? Keeping in mind that we're kind of down the road a little. We got a Hobie Baker Award winner, even though he's a Jeffrey on. He's still, you know, out of Brentwood. So we, you know, it's not like we're just starting up youth hockey in Middle Tennessee.
Well, you're correct. In Dallas, and this goes back to the prehistoric ages, 1993. When we got to Dallas, there was one facility, and it's where the team practiced. And there were four high school hockey teams and about 200 kids playing hockey. And the short version of this is we said we need to build skating facilities and we need to put sticks in kids' hands and those people will grow up to be our fans. And the short version of that is, you know, 15 years later and 16 rinks later, sheets of ice later, there are now 8,000 kids playing youth hockey and 120 high school hockey teams throughout the state. So, and now those second generation of fans are coming to games, and that's what we're hoping to accomplish here. And as you so well put, you know, Nashville's got a great head start on that. There's just, well, let's be clear, let's be candid, you know, there is need for more ice in the greater Nashville area, and, you know, that's something we're going to undertake with further, trying to create that.
Do you see a direct correlation?
Step in that.
Can you see a direct correlation with these youth leagues sort of drumming up fan support in that, you know, when they're at a young age and they're learning the popular sport now of hockey, you can see them really wanting to partake of a pro game, and then, you know, therefore they're more apt to go down to Bridgestone Arena and catch Predators playing, you know, a lot of teams. So do you see a direct correlation with what the youth are doing, you know, equating to ticket sales, I guess you could say, for the Preds?
Boy, it's like you heard my speech about 10 minutes ago when we handed over the check. I use an analogy of Major League Baseball. You know, when you're 6 years old, you play T-ball, and they put a baseball bat in your hand. And you go home, and you buy the T-shirts, and you watch the games on television, and you tell Mom and Dad, take me to the baseball game. And then when you're 12 years old, you want to have your birthday party there. And then when you're 17, you're taking a date to the game. And then when you're 22 and you're out of school, you're buying a mini plan, and then when you're 50 and you're an executive, you're buying a suite. And that's kind of the matrix, if you will, that baseball does. They do it very well. It all started when you put that bat in a kid's hand, and that's what we're hoping to replicate in hockey with the Predators with these types of activities.
ingenious.
It is. And, Jeff, the other thing is, too, is to just get them in the building. Because now here I am. I mean, I grew up with this game. I learned how to skate when I was 8 years old on a frozen pond. I learned how to skate backwards by turning my face to the wind hop and letting the wind blow me backwards. That's how I learned to skate backwards. That's the truth. And then you start controlling it. I mean, that's the way you grew up when you grew up with frozen ice. And then on top of
it. You just unzip your jacket and make a sail.
Make a sail out of myself and just blow me backwards. That's my first time I skated backwards was a stiff breeze.
You're lying.
No, it's the truth. And, I ended up playing hockey in college and I grew up around a game. But yet and still, I hadn't watched a lot of games yet this year, Jeff. I went to the game last Thursday night. It was a great game against Pittsburgh. We should have pulled it out. But that's okay. Got the point. Went to that game, and then automatically, like, it clicked in. It was my first game this year, and then since then, I've been watching games again on TV. It's like I'm ready. So part of it also, you want to start them young with the skating and so on. But the other answer, I think, is if you could just get people in the building, just get them in the building, that first time, sometime in October, November, it's like you now want to watch the games that you can't go to. You follow me with that? Is that you find that to be true?
Very much so, and I agree wholeheartedly with you, and our sales group, we have a vision, and I call it data capture sample sell. And simply stated, if I can know who you are and get you to a game, then, I can follow up with you, and I have a very good likelihood of selling you a mini plan or something like that. And so, our sales reps are out. I give them 20 tickets a game. I say, go to networking events, introduce yourself to people, exchange business cards, give them the tickets, and then follow up with them because it's the easiest sell in the world. Once we've had somebody in the arena, and we're doing exactly that. We do it, with 20 sales reps every day, every game. So we are lockstep with that vision.
All right. Well, in an effort then to put somebody in the arena on Thursday night, while we're talking here, I'm going to throw out a little trivia question. We're going to give away a pair of good tickets for Thursday night's game. Between the Predators and the Blues, a divisional game, keeping in mind that the Predators are the only team in the NHL who have not lost a game yet this year in regulation, and they are, before last night anyway, were the leading points team in the entire NHL. Well, off to a great, great start. Here's your question. What team did the Predators play in Japan for a two-game series to start off the 2000 season? Who did the Preds play in Japan for a two-game series to start the 2000 season, all right?
I know,
because you're looking at the answer. All right, call us at 888-702-5494. We'll get you in. It's 888-702-5494, 615-844-5600. Jeff, you got to be thrilled with the product that you have gotten so far out of this team in terms of the way they have played to start the season. I know it's just it's an eight-game run. It could have happened in the middle of the season, but to have it happen at the beginning of the season, it's got to build confidence for the crew.
I'm ecstatic about it. I will tell you this, I'm not surprised. I think Coach Trotz and David Poyle are two of the best operators in the National Hockey League. In my speech, I said, I competed with them for over a decade with the Dallas Stars, and I just gave up. I said, if you can't beat them, join them. So that's, move my family here. But the team is very, very good. David and Barry have done a tremendous job of mixing chemistry and skill and grit. And from the back out, from goaltending, where we have two very good and tall, I might add, goaltenders, our defense is good, and we can score goals this year, too. So I think we play an exciting brand of hockey. With respect to, doing it at the beginning of the season, certainly from a ticket sales perspective, we'll take that. The games count as the points count as much in October as they do in March, and, our goal is to take this excitement, get people to the arena, win championships, and fill the building. And that's what we work on every day.
And not for nothing, you got some marketable young men. We've talked about star quality and so on before, and you got some guys, obviously, the guy carrying the C, he's been around now for a couple of years. He's out there, and you got some nice veterans, but you got some new young guys that are in there that are very marketable as well, and I imagine we'll be seeing more and more of them around town and in your advertising, and I'm just so impressed with the amount of community things that you guys do. I mean, you sit there and you just see so much stuff with the Predators in the community doing just like what you're doing today. It really is a heck of an effort on your part.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that compliment. That's part of our obligation. While Mr. Sigaran and his ownership group may own this, the Predators are a community asset and a gem, and we absolutely feel a need to give back to the community that supports us so well. And and we will continue that, and we will continue to expand on that.
All right, Jeff, appreciate you, and we'll see you at the rink on Thursday night.
See you, Jeff.
Wait, have you gotten a winner on that Japanese question, on the Japan trip question?
I think they're on hold right now. At least there's guesses on hold right now. We're gonna go to the lines here.
So I can't give a hint or anything.
I don't think, Charlie. Do we need a hint, or do you think we got a winner online?
A hint never hurt anyone.
A hint. Okay, a hint from the CEO. What do you got? Give us a hint.
They had this guy with a French-sounding name who was a pretty good hockey player, and he ended up owning the team.
There you go. A Frenchie who ended up owning the team.
Wow. The characterization of Frenchie was not my term, it was yours.
That's Tom. That is me speaking, not Mr. Kogan. All right, Jeff, I appreciate you, man.
Thanks, guys, for having me on.
See ya.
Thank you. Yeah, that's my term, not his. For our question for the tickets for Thursday night's game, for a pair of tickets to the Preds and the Blues, we asked the question, who did the Preds open up against in a two-game series in Japan that year of 2000? We'll go to the lines, and we start with Brenda, who we haven't heard from in a while.
Hi, Tom.
Brenda, welcome to the show. How are you, Brenda?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am tremendous.
Awesome.
So what's the answer to our question?
Is it the Penguins?
Woo-hoo!
All right.
the Pittsburgh Penguins, all right. They split the two games with the Penguins in Japan. So, Brenda, you are hooked up with the tickets now. You have a choice. You can either pick them up at the station, or you can come by Rippy's before the game, where we'll be broadcasting live, and just swing by our table on the roof at Rippy's, and we'll hook you up with the tickets right then and there.
Excellent. Okay.
All right, Brenda. Great. Appreciate you listening.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. Okay, we got to get a break in here. When we come back, we'll wrap up this hour, and we'll be joined coming up shortly by Michael Griffin. Another tremendous game by Griffin, a tremendous season so far for the Titans. He is coming up next right here. It's the Big Dog of Beehive.
Tom Abraham.